Wendy Snyder sitting in for John Hansen. He returns next week to Your Money Matters. And let's say hello to Herb Weisbaum from ConsumerMan.com. Hi there, Herb. How are you?
Hi, Wendy. Doing just fine. Thank you.
Do you dream in color or black and white?
Not sure, but I do dream in full Dolby surround sound.
Excellent. All right, let's talk prescription drugs. I will flat out admit I take some. I take ADHD meds. I take Vyvanse, and I like to do the brand name one. That is more expensive than the generic. But I could perhaps save money on drugs not using my health insurance plan. How does this work?
Yeah, we just did an article about this at checkbook.org, and in some cases, by skipping insurance and paying cash, you can actually pay less than the deductible or the copay on your insurance. So what happens is that there are these groups that have coupons that make that offer coupons to make the prices lower. There's a whole bunch of them. You may have heard of some of them. A lot of people heard of GoodRx. There's also America's Pharmacy or Blink Health or SingleCare, WellRx. And what they do is they give you coupons to go to the pharmacy with that the price is lower than what you would pay with your insurance. The way they do that is they get some money from the pharmacy, like a finder's fee, like a lot of the websites do, who direct you to other things. They get money for that. And then in some cases, they collect information on you, which we can get to in a minute, and then you can get a lower price. As one example, a couple of years ago, my wife and I were taking drugs that cost $12 for a 90-day supply. We were on a generic drug we had been on for years and years, and all of a sudden, we pull up to the pharmacy, and it's now $122. Like, yikes, what's that all about? The formulary had changed. For some reason, the insurance company wanted us to buy the more expensive brand-name drug, so they made the generic more expensive. So I said, no, thank you, put the drug back, went home, logged on to GoodRx. We both got coupons, and we were able to get that the 90-day supply for $12 each. $12 instead of $122. So I saved $440 this year, and my wife was able to save $528 on her prescription, a little bit more expensive. But that's some significant savings.
That's huge.
Money's not out of your pocket.
You know, I went to an express clinic. I had some issues. The doctor there was so nice. He prescribed an inhaler, and he said, these are very expensive. Here, What's your cell phone number? I'm going to text you a coupon. So that was great. Although, can I just say something, Herb? I felt kind of guilty because I said, well, I have insurance. And he said, it doesn't matter. So why do we have health insurance then?
Well, in most cases, you can't use the coupons, these kind of coupons that I'm talking about, if you're also on Medicare or using health insurance. You have to pick one or the
other. Okay, right.
And what you have to do is, this is a money show, you got to do the math. If you're on Medicare and you got that $2,000 deductible this year, thanks to the Biden administration, is it cheaper in the long run if you're taking this for a year to pay the money up front and hit the deductible quickly and then have it free the rest of the year, or pay with a coupon and maybe wind up paying more over the course of a year? So you have to do a little bit of math. But for people who don't have insurance, or for people who don't have a lot of medication, so you're never going to hit that deductible, using a coupon can make a big difference. I searched just because I knew I was going to talk to you on SingleCare for a 30-day supply of avatorostatin calcium. That's the generic version of Lipitor. And here are the prices for coupons that I found in the Chicago area. So $8.33 at Mariano's, $8.93 Meijer, $9.97 Walmart, $13.68 mail order, $14.64 at Jewel Osco, $16.88 Walgreens, and $24.87 at CVS. You can see how prices vary from pharmacy to pharmacy, even with a coupon. If you're near a Mariano's or even a Walmart or whatever, Meijer, you can get a better price if you go there. Some cases, it may be a couple blocks down the road or something like that. So you can't assume that, and all pharmacies do not charge the same price for drugs. As part of my checkbook story, I talked to Consumer Reports. They do a price shopping market basket, and they found In-N-Out, on average, the best prices they found are at Costco, because Costco marks up its drugs a small percentage, just like every other thing in the store. It's not like a lot of the fun and games that other stores play with the drugs. They say that Costco, and you don't have to be a member of Costco to shop there, by the way. They say that's a good place to consider getting your drugs.
I have also heard that it's cheaper to get, depending on what your dog or cat is on. If it's a human drug, sometimes it's cheaper to get it at Costco as well.
Oh, we just got one for my dog, Sam.
Yeah.
You're on ADHD drugs, where he's a little, he's old. He's 14. He gets a little riled up at night. So we got him a little chill pill. And it's funny because I guess it's a controlled narcotic. And my wife had to sign 4 documents, you know, and then he had a promise he wasn't going to drive heavy machinery after he took one of these pills. But yes, you can save money that way. Absolutely. The other thing is, you know, there's other things you can do. You know, you can like maybe get a bigger supply. If you buy a 90-day, if you're going to be on this drug for a lot, a 90-day supply may save you money than buying a whole bunch of 30-day supplies. Again, there may be other coupons available. Buying by mail in some cases may save you money. So just don't accept the price. Do a little bit of homework, and we run down all the steps on this article on checkbook.org. There may be ways to save some money and not pay all that. One thing to keep in mind with the coupons, in many cases, you don't have to give any personal information, which I really, really like. But some of them now are saying, hey, because they want your personal information because they're going to market it. They'll say, we'll give you a $3 off this one-time purchase if you give us and sign up for our website and get all this information. We've done stories that some of these companies are a little fast and loose with the information. The information is not protected by federal HIPAA regulations. So I were going to do it, I'd skip the $3 extra off, and I just use the coupon and not give them any personal information, because you certainly don't have to.
All right. Well, listeners, you have to check this out, checkbook.org. Herb Weissbaum, the consumer man, wrote this, Save on Prescription Drugs, and it tells you all the websites. I really only thought there was GoodRx. I didn't know there were so many out there.
Yeah. And again, you can save different money depending on the different sites, or even if the different stores you go to. So there are a lot of ways to cut it. A little bit here, a little bit there adds up.
Totally appreciate it. Thank you so much. And nice to meet you, Herb.
Thanks, Wendy.
Herb Weissbaum, why prescription drug prices are so high. You can read that at checkbook.org.